For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Twitter, breaking news. John Gruden just informed his staff that he plans to resign as Raiders coach.
Are you serious right now?
I am serious, yep.
There's no way.
It's going all over the place now.
He came out last night and said a few things about, and we're talking about this email that leaked out from 2011, I think, where he was making fun of, the players union, and the head of the players union, and said something that could definitely be taken the wrong way, in a racially, charged way. And I mean, the only like athlete or anybody in football that came out and like said that he thought he was racist was a guy that hated him anyway, and that was Keyshawn Johnson. Everybody else I saw, Tony Dungy came out on Sunday Night Football, said, "I know John Gruden. I've never gotten a vibe like that before. What he said was wrong, but I believe his apology, and I think we should move on from this." Mike Tirico, who was his co-host on Monday Night Football for years, said, "Look, I traveled with this guy. We were like the best of friends, and I'm very good at reading the room, and I never once got a vibe from him that would say he had a racist, bone in his body." I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. And there was a lot of other athletes that came out and said that played for him and said, "Yeah, Tim Brown said this is BS, man. He is definitely not." So I don't know what else. Maybe they found something else. Maybe there's something more that we don't know.
Maybe.
But
yeah.
Man, I know they lost two games in a row. They started off 3-0, and then they lost to the Bears yesterday. Is that enough to make you want to quit football? I don't know.
I was going to say that probably, it doesn't end their season per se.
No.
But it definitely, puts a cog in that machine there. They were doing pretty well. They did lose the last two, but they were saying, Raiders look pretty good.
Well, yeah. They're still in that division. They're still looking really, really good because,
they're
2-3. The Chargers are really good. I think they're 4-1. But, I mean, they're right there, one game behind them, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but I thought, an email from 10 years ago, and he explained it pretty well. And I thought that, 99% of, the people of color that he had worked with and that are, that have a strong voice pretty much said, "Look, this is not as big a deal as people are making it out to be, and we should move on from it." And to hear that breaking news, that's shocking. I got to look more into this, obviously.
It's not from just a weird, it's from a verified Tom Persillo. Is that how you say his name?
Persario.
That's where Persario, it came from, where I saw it, yeah.
He's a big writer. Yeah, so, I mean, it's probably legit if he said it, but we're also getting that information from somebody else. Did you see it from Tom Persario?
I saw it from Tom Persario, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see what's going on. This is interesting. Yeah, man. Woo, boy. Yeah, that sucks, man.
I told you, everything's woke news today.
Yeah.
But maybe you're right, because it seemed like it was getting kind of smoothed over. I think getting an endorsement from, Tirico, who you worked with for years, and Dungy, especially. Dungy's kind of old, wise sage of the NFL and a very respected man in the NFL, in the game. It seemed like maybe things were getting smoothed over, but maybe they found something.
Denario just tweeted out, ESPN says Gruden's emails included anti-gay language.
Oh, he's done. He's done. Forget it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boy.
Put it in an email. You can't put it in an email.
He probably
called someone the F word or something.
That's what I'm thinking. And that's what's scary, too, because like an email is like a private conversation. So like, it's almost like somebody is recording you illegally if they leak an email and put it out there to the public. Like that would be like somebody putting a microphone in my house, recording a conversation between me and Leah, and I say some insensitive stuff about somebody in my in private, you know, between two people. And then all of a sudden, you know, should that be out there? Should I be able to get canceled for something I say in my living room?
Remember, too, that Carl Nassib?
Yeah, Nassib.
He's on the Raiders now, and he came out before the beginning of the season, and he's on the Raiders. So that's going to look really bad. He's toast. He's got to go now.
Oh, man.
That's crazy, dude. But what if Carl Nassib was like, yeah, you know, I know John.
I say that word, too, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter, though. Much like the Christopher Columbus statue that we talked about, there seems to be a prevailing narrative that is overwhelmingly distributed in media. Yeah. So even if some people are saying, oh, you know, I got John's back or whatever, it just doesn't matter. They'll go after you. They'll attack you until the team is forced to make a move. So I guess they got out in front of it and just said, you know what, I'll just step aside. I'll sacrifice myself here and do
if somebody wants
do.
If somebody wants you gone, there it's not hard to do anymore. No. It seems.
Sure
isn't.
Yeah,
that's why we have two people on our show.
Yeah. And who knows for how long, really.
I'm deleting emails as we speak.
I'm still there on the other side, man.
God damn it, man. Yeah. Oh, man, damn.
It's crazy how, you know, people are being held responsible for things that they said, you know, 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how old these emails were, but I'm assuming they were older emails from many years
ago. They said at least 10 years ago. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you know, I've talked about this like with stand-up. You know what I mean? There's things that people are trying to bring up, people's stand-up routines from 20 years ago. You can't. Like, it's a different period in time.
Do you remember, I think it was a story last year or, I don't know, maybe a little older than that. There was a race car driver. I don't think it was NASCAR. I think he was some other, I don't know, league. But it wasn't even him that said something. His father in a recording, the driver's father from like the 1970s. I think he was straight up from Ireland, you know, an old school, an old curmudgeon. Probably a racist. If old people grew up in a different time.
Uh-huh.
He said the big word in a recording. Uh-huh. And the kid, his son, who's the driver, got his endorsements taken away. The kid's not even guilty of it. He has to literally pay for the sins of his father. It was a wild story. So this is where we're at. I'm telling you, man, these people better be squeaky clean who are doing this dirty work. Because now what the internet does is if you find out who did it, they go sleuthing. The 4chan people go on a sleuth to find sins that the person who exposed the original sins. It's happened quite often. Remember the kid who caught the foul ball and Bush beer gave him some sort of endorsement? And I think it was even for charity, too. It was
$100,000 towards charity.
Of his choice or something. And he did that. And some idiot kid, some 22-year-old fresh out of school writing for the Iowa newspaper, whatever it is, the Des Moines Registry, went on a crusade went through his old tweets and found some bad, you know, out of context tweets, which there was bad words in them. And I guess the kid was quoting Tosh.0 or something
and he was like 16, right? When he did it?
Yeah. And he was a kid. And this moron, the reporter, the internet found out about him, looked through his tweets. He was saying terrible things in his tweets when he was 16. You know what happened to that reporter? Bye. He's fired now. And I don't think that should be the case. You know, I don't think it's fair to judge somebody by their 16-year-old selves where you're probably the worst human being that you ever be is yourself. Dude,
30-year-old me was pretty bad.
Not great. Yeah, I mean, you get better as time goes on. But at 16... when you're, you know, discovering this testosterone in your body and you don't know what the hell is going on, you're most people are jerk-offs at 16. So to judge somebody by those types of, that's just, it's lunacy. And the fact that these companies will go, you're fired for that, and be like, I didn't even know it was there. Like, I erased my Instagram even, and I'm really considering getting rid of my Twitter account. I don't want to because that's where I have most of my, you know, people that I engage with. But I don't know if it's worth it at this point. I don't think I have anything on there, but who knows?
I don't even care. Dude, honestly, I don't even care anymore. I really don't. Like, at this point, like, I'm just going to be me. And if something happens and somebody pulls something up from somewhere, I don't know. Like, I don't want to have to explain myself, you know, but I can explain myself very easily. That was me 20 years ago, or that was me 25 years ago.
But it doesn't. Yeah, if you, it doesn't explain it.
Well, then cancel me. Yeah, well, cancel me.
That's the risk that you're running, I guess. So I still have my Instagram account, but I'm just using it. I don't have any photos on it anymore. I'm just using it for stories. You know, if something funny happens or something I want to share, then I'll do that. But mostly, I want to watch vids on there. So that's what I mostly use Instagram for anyways. So, yeah, I'm just not going to be a super into it participant of the... And Twitter, too, I'm, you know, I don't want to have it, but I know I should for stuff that I'm doing to, you know, promote. It's very nice being able to put out a podcast, for example, and then just tweeting it to, you know, 2,000 people and saying, here it is. So I don't know. But, man, if somebody doesn't like you, they can get you. And
that's what I'm saying, dude. I'm at the point now. I'm not going to live my life in fear. You know, I'm just not. You know, I look at social media now the way I look at COVID. Yeah, it could kill you. But I'm going to live my life. You know what I mean? I gotta do what I got to do. I'm only here for a few minutes in the big scheme of things. And you know, I'm just not going to let these assholes run me. I'm just not going to do it, dude. Like, I'm okay with me and who I am. I am. So if something happens and people are like, oh, well, we find Johnny B offensive and let's get rid of him. And, you know, and society as a whole, and by society, I mean 100 people on Twitter, find a way to get me fired from a job. Then I'll just fire up a podcast, whatever. Don't care, man. I'll just do stand up. I'll deal private poker games. I don't care anymore. I really don't.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Depending on how bad the offense is, what degree, you might not be able to work clubs anymore. Some of the
I mean, I'm, I don't think I'm going to do I don't think I'm going to do anything that bad. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, I think I'm OK in that regard. Like, I know a lot of working comics that have said way worse than me. So, you know, it's OK. And by the way, shout out to Chad Zumach, man. Horrible what happened to him over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that. He got robbed outside of Birmingham. They took his took all the money he made for the weekend doing comedy, took his other money, took his backpack, everything else. Put him on the ground with a gun, dude. Man, it's rough out there on the streets. You know, the working on the road, it sucks, man. I thought I was going to get robbed a couple times when I was touring, but man, it never happened. I feel horrible for him now.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah. That's a reality.
And I thought of him because he's one of those comics that pushes back against this cancel culture, and you know, and he gets crapped on by comedians, which is, it's crazy.
It seems like he picks a lot of fights though too.
He likes it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Good. Yeah. I like it. I respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. Sure. Go get him, kid. Oh man. Phone lines are open for you. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We still got a call on line one there, William.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, let's get her. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show with Johnny B and William Koontz. How can we help you tonight?
Hey, guys. First off, just love the show, man. You guys are great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Who's this?
Yeah. My name is David.
Hey, David. Well, how can we help you there, pal?
Nothing, man. Just the whole, you know, the cancel culture and the words. Like, I heard somewhere that they control your words so they can control your mind. You know, like, it's not only that they're deleting words, they're, like, actually controlling our mind and how we have our own opinions of things.
I mean, I think it works on some people. I think if you're a weak-minded person, you could be swayed to act any way they want you to. I mean, there's some truth behind that, but, you know.
There is. I mean, certain terms are... So let's say, for example, you use an outdated term. You're having a conversation with somebody, and you use a term that's no longer acceptable. They can throw that in your face and be like, that term's racist. And you go, what? It is? I didn't know that. And then you're on your heels. You're playing defense then from that point out. So it is kind of an effective weapon to weaponize that language. Yeah.
And then I want to know, were you guys like told not to say Happy Columbus Day by like, you know, radio figureheads or
no?
Okay. All right.
No.
I said Happy Columbus Day, didn't I? Pretty sure I did.
I don't know if we did or not. No, I just think it's a stupid holiday all the way around, so I don't even, like, care, really. Like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, and then you guys had a theme the other week. I'll just keep it going. Man, it's too bad Slater's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like him a lot, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, too bad about him.
Yeah. Well, take care, pal. Right, we appreciate the call.
Good night. See you, man.
Later, bud. Right. There you go. Drew just had a pretty good tweet, dude. Drew says, I think I speak for us all when I say we need to have Frank Caliendo reading the John Gruden emails on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, I slapped a like on that one real quick. That was pretty damn funny. So, woo, boy. Yeah, Drew, also shout out. Hope he's doing okay. I saw he started chemo today. So I know John was broadcasting with Joey Flash today. So, you know, well, I know I speak for both of us probably. We tell him, you know, get better quick, buddy. You know, we definitely hoping for the best there. I think he's got 20 rounds of chemo he's got to go through. So, yeah, man. Yeah, I think he was doing Two Live Crew tonight at a karaoke, too. I hope that was that was from tonight. I saw it on the Bones social media. That might be the first time I've seen somebody get chemo and then doing, pop that pee at a karaoke show on the same day. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it was recorded.
I
Who
think
knows?
It was over the weekend, yeah.
Oh, it was? Yeah. It's still funny to see a, 50-year-old man doing that song, at a karaoke place. Pretty good. Pretty damn good. Update on the game. The Rays are trying to hang in there, baby. I'm not even tweeting about it. I don't want to jinx them at this point. So it's still 5-3. G-Man Choi is now up to the plate, and we're at the top of the seventh. So we need a look. It's
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.